Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour number two is underway here on a Gridiron Tuesday. It's only an AARP Tuesday to those that are insignificant.
Yeah. Well, we know what that sounds like. We know what it looks like.
If it sounds like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck. Yeah. The DOC, not a duck, is in studio, and man, have we had one hell of a first hour. First of all, thanks, back-to-back guests, Charles Davis of NFL Network and On the Call CBS Sports this Sunday for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Washington Commanders for joining us, and great stuff there on a bunch of different things. And before that, if you missed, Devin McCourty from Westwood One, three-time Super Bowl champion and former defensive back, he was great as well. With Doc and myself, just the way it worked out, guys. I mean, I can only plan the show so much.
So Victor here has not added to that, because I noticed you looked a little different. Slant on the program when the boss is actually in person.
We don't get Vic but once a year.
Maybe twice.
Vic has a little less tolerance for me and for the shenanigans than does Matt.
Yeah. Well, Vic's a leader. Mm. You know, Vic.
He's a visionary.
I'm Jaden Daniels here, all right?
All right. Okay. You were sitting courtside with Mark Ein last night, huh?
I'm not Sam Howell over here.
Yeah, he's kind of a big thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, Vic is here, and
can't
you
wait till
are
tomorrow.
There on the phones at 301-230-0980. So, again, the trade is not official, but the Commanders are getting Marshawn Lattimore. Now, as we pointed out, I think it was CD that just pointed it out, I lost sight of it. I've forgotten the hoopla of getting him. Marshawn Lattimore was inactive this past Sunday for the New Orleans Saints against the Carolina Panthers, and I believe he's already missed one other game this year. I'd have to double check that, but I believe he missed the Week 2 game for the New Orleans Saints as well. That was against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, Doc, he has a history of some injuries. There is no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even know if he's going to be able to play this Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers, not only from a fit and from a getting here and getting acclimated perspective, mm-hmm. but from a health perspective. So they have this 2-game Keystone State Tango, mm-hmm. Steelers this Sunday at home, Eagles next Thursday night, which you, as correct, I mean, not to say that the Steelers are not an important game. They are. But the Eagles game, to anyone who logically thinks this stuff through, is more important than the Steelers game.
It's division.
Right?
You don't have to apologize for that.
So
even Linnell would know that.
I wonder if he's even going to play, just from a health standpoint. We're not doctors. We have no idea. But he was bad enough to be ruled out on Friday by the Saints and Dennis Allen, who got fired yesterday. It's not like it was a game time decision or whatever. So my guess, this is just my guess, probably less than a 50-50 chance he plays this Sunday. Now, I would even worry about, okay, then can he play next Thursday? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. This is a kind of a longer term play acquisition, I think, than it is just a short term immediate infusion of talent and veteran experience and whatnot, because you're dealing with the injury.
Players make different decisions based on being on winning teams and losing teams.
Mm-hmm.
Very few players play hurt on losing teams.
That's a good point.
And your contract, so these are the things that happen behind the scenes.
That's a really good point.
So if I'm on New Orleans, I'm not playing unless I absolutely positively have to. The moment I have a chance to come to Washington, I want to play immediately. Mm-hmm. But it's up to DQ and company to determine, do we put him in and then jeopardize losing him for the next 4 weeks? Division has priority over everything. You don't even have to apologize for that. So I would look at him and let the medical staff determine it. But me, I'm thinking about that beast they have in Philadelphia. It's a much higher risk and reward proposition that I'd love to have him ready for that.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, again, we're not doctors. We're not going to play. We're not going to rule anybody out. We're not going to rule anybody in.
But talk shows. We can do whatever we want
to
do.
But to your point, it is. I mean, it's just logically more important that he's ready to go against A.J. Brown next Thursday.
Yeah, but this talk radio, there's nothing logical.
I understand. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want him to play if he's good. And your point about not playing for a losing, and maybe the New Orleans Saints also were like, we want to trade this guy in order to trade him.
We don't want him damaged.
Right. We don't want him any further
damage. It goes both ways.
So we have to be careful about, you know, again, have no idea whether he's going to be able to play this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he will. Hopefully, if not, he'll be able to make his debut next Thursday against the Eagles when they need him the most. But your reaction, guys, there's multiple picks going both ways. There's some confusion from some reports that we've seen about which of the two third-round picks. Either way, let's just call it right now a third-round pick and multiple other picks swapped between the two teams. Marshawn Lattimore is under contractual control, I think, for another 2 or 3 years. He signed a 7-year extension with the New Orleans Saints back in 2021. So it's not a short-term, like, hey, he's a free agent to be. This could be your number one corner if you get it right for a long time or for several more years. And he's more of a man press corner than he is a zone. And Dan Quinn likes to use man. And I'll give you another thing, right? We're all kind of wondering, man, how are they going to stop Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, being that his injury is not and Devontae Smith, how are they going to do that? Because if they drop 8 into the box to try and shut down Saquon and Jalen Hurts, they're going to get exposed over the top. Well, now, if you have Lattimore for next Thursday night, and again, that's an if, it allows you to play differently, does it not? I mean, it allows you to play one safety, cover 3 if you want. It allows you to play maybe not with both safeties back because you don't have to protect Benjamin St. Juste and or Mikey Sanra still as much if Lattimore is in the game.
My philosophy is that, first of all, I let Joe Witt Jr. do all the coaching. And even if I knew, why would I tell it to an audience? Would I know that I've got enemies listening?
Sure.
People don't recognize how much intel smart teams do by simply having their people listen to loudmouth sports radio stations. And people who don't understand the warfare that is exchanged. Who on earth would give away game plans? It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Because people are so eager to show you what they know, when in essence, you don't know anything about the game plans that they don't tell us about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't spend a second on that. That's Joe's problem. My problem is making sure that we have enough people that are tanked up in burgundy and gold at the stadium ready to rumble. Because that crowd is coming in from Steel City is no joke.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want our place to be turned into their place.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point. All right, I'm still trying to work on the details of Lattimore's contract and the overall trade, but let's get you guys aboard and involved in the show. We had two great analysts back-to-back, Charles Davis and Devin McCourty, and we have a Super Bowl champion and our guy Rick Doc Walker here in studio. So you've heard everybody's perspective so far. Again, dealing with the hamstring issue, we'll see what happens with that. The deal is not official yet as far as what I have seen, have not seen. We will get it as soon as it becomes official. I mean, there's obviously physicals that have to be at play here. So it might not even become official until tomorrow. I don't know how that all works with the trade deadline and all that stuff, but we'll worry about the semantics and whether he'll play this Sunday, whether it'll be next Thursday and how long he'll be here and so on and so forth. But I would imagine, Doc, Commanders Nation, whatever that is, has to be thrilled that not only did they get the number one need that everybody identified as the number one need, but also they got a name that they recognize, not that that's worth a lot, but they a name that they recognize, perception does matter some. And
well, if it, if in fantasy, maybe.
Yeah.
If they're drafting, and I'm not trying to be funny, I'm happy that there is a market. I'm happy that there's a wagering market. All these things help build interest to help your club. But in beginning and the end, this is about what happens between the lines once that ball's kicked off. They're not going to tell us anything they don't want the opponent to know. So it's just a matter of whatever turns you on. For me, I trust the fact that AP understands he's not experimenting. They know how to build a team. And building a team just doesn't rely on talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to work inside the building.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a jerk-free environment.
Yeah.
So I don't even care if the guy was won trophies or he was heralded or he was from the SEC. That don't mean nothing to me. What matters is that how it blends with the plan that they have here. Because they're already showing us 8 of 11 new starters. What have you seen? You've been in this game as long as I... 8 of 11 new starters is as if this was an expansion team that they took over. This has never been done. Tell me when you've had a situation like this. Modern history.
Yeah.
It's like they came in and we had, like, the team had been wiped off the map by a plague.
Right.
8 of 11 on one side of the
because
ball.
Because even if you think of some recent examples, Houston didn't completely turn over their roster last year when D'Amico Ryan showed
up. Nobody's done this.
I mean, C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson were big additions, but they didn't completely rip apart their roster.
Yeah, first round
2 years
bust
ago when
had.
Doug Peterson showed up in Jacksonville, there was a lot of turnover, but there wasn't the extreme 70%-ish turnover that DQ and AP had. And, you know, again, I would just go back when – they were talking about recalibrating the North and this, that, and the other thing. Nobody, I don't think anybody expected them to be where they are. Now, Bobby Wagner told me in the locker room the other day, he's like, you know, was kind of thought this was realistic.
Oh, but, he wouldn't have come.
But
Bobby's not broke.
Right, or he wouldn't have
you
come.
You don't come across country when you have a ring and you're not broke.
But if you're injecting truth serum, I don't know how AP could have looked himself in the mirror and said, yep, we'll be 7-2 week. I mean, just with a rookie quarterback and the roster turnover, but here we are. And the better part, as we talked about last Tuesday.
Not that many people that good, man.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Half the team, this league, a quarter of the league is fraudulent.
Yeah, that's fair.
Run by nuts and idiots.
Yeah.
And thieves. Fair. And con men.
But that's why last week when I asked you at 6-2, if they were for real and if they were the second best team, that's why when I compare it to like previous iterations, right? 2018, 2008, those teams weren't for real. This team, because of the quarterback, because of the dude picking out personnel, because of the head coach, because of the coaching staff, because of some of the talent that they already had and some of the talent that they supplemented and the attitude and the camaraderie and the brotherhood and all this stuff. I think this team is for real, and Adam Peters thinks it's for real,
I
too.
I don't judge.
Otherwise, you don't make this trade.
I don't judge my team until I go. See, to me, the division is a neighborhood. And until I can walk through every hood and know that that's how I test myself. Until we go through our division, I don't even determine it. I don't count the rest of the league. I count the East. And we're in last place every year. So until we prove to me that we're not in last place in the East, all this is hogwash. I'm not even focused on it.
No.
Because it's fake. It doesn't mean anything. Unless you can kick Philadelphia's ass twice and the Cowboys. Now we're talking my language. Because now you got a chance to have the most coveted thing in all of sports. Home field. That's what it's all about. How do we get in it and win it? If you want to pump yourself up in the AFC and all that, be my guest. You prove yourself in the NFC East, where we've been in last place every damn year for the last 4. So when we change that narrative, then count me in.
All right, so the calls in a second. By the way, Marshawn Lattimore, according to SpotTrack, is under contract for another 2 years after this year, but no guaranteed money. So, I mean, obviously, he's probably going to want some, maybe a renegotiation if things work out, but no guaranteed money after this year, but under contract through 2026. All right, let's get to you on the phones. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I'm elated. I think this is a great move for the Commanders. I don't care what exactly it costs. I said a conditional third-round pick the other day. It's obviously more than that, and there's other picks involved and pick swaps and all that crap. I don't care. This is a big time addition.
There was a one.
This is a validation.
Yeah, what does it matter?
That the dude's making the decision that no football better than you, me, and everyone in between feel that this team is for real. Let's go to Lou in DC in the leadoff spot. What up, Lou? How are you?
What's going on, Christopher?
Lou, you must be thrilled. I mean, you must be thrilled that Benjamin St. Juice is now the number two corner.
Hey, man, I'm just, look, Chris, man, it's not that I hate the guy. I just want him to kind of turn around, play the ball, man. He seemed like he want to hold people. He's scared. That's what I got you.
I was just busting your chops. This isn't about BSJ, but BSJ immediately now gets an easier assignment every week, you would think.
I want, look, man, as long as he's on the team, he's here, he's playing, I'm going to support the guy. But when he's out there and you guys looking at something else, I'm looking at something else. I mean, when I'm looking at him, he don't want to hustle. I've seen him once against, I don't know what game, this game or the other game, I saw him. Like, literally, they should have benched him, but I'm not going to go there. Look, I'm happy with what we got today. I hope they're going to add some more piece. And let's be aggressive, man. Don't waste the season like Doc be saying, man. We not promised next season. We don't know what's going to happen next season. I'm happy. I know they want to give up and, you know, a boatload of stuff and try to add up just for one season. But, I'm happy with the guy's doing. Adam is a genius, man. He turned that pick, Jahan Dotson, to Lattimore. And just give up a fourth and a sixth, and we got fifth back. That's just a genius, man. I'm happy what we're doing. And I don't know what to tell. I'm just excited. I hope he's going to come play and give us everything he got. And hopefully we'll be contender in the NFC. That's what I want. I want us to be – we're a top five team in the league. And so I'm just not understanding why not be aggressive. That's the kind of mentality I have.
I don't think you can be any more aggressive than Adam Peters just was. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. We got to move along so we can get as many calls in as we can. Why don't we go line four, Victor, to Aikman, not Troy, my understanding, right? Sources telling me this is not Troy Aikman, but Aikman in North Carolina on the Odyssey app. Aikman, how are you?
What's up, Ake?
I'm doing good, Chris, Doc. Great to talk to you guys.
Absolutely.
Again,
great to have you.
I'm 7-2. Start through nine games, and now Marshawn Lattimore coming in. The last time we had a start like this this season was 96. I was born in 98, so this is really the first time in my life that I'm getting to experience this type of thing. So I, really, the peak for me has been the RG3 rookie season, and this season is already 9 weeks in, eclipsed that for me, because there's something special here. This isn't a flash in the pan kind of moment. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're living in anymore. We're seeing this franchise have stability. The legs have been built underneath it with this ownership group. This is just awesome for me as a fan.
I don't see how anybody could be disappointed by today. I mean, again, you get a proven dude. As long as he's healthy, he is immediately an upgrade and the number one corner on this team. And again, it sends, as I think it was Charles Davis that mentioned it, it sends a loud signal to not only the rest of the NFL, but Doc, the locker room and the fan base, for whatever that's worth, that we believe this is real. Whether we're right or wrong, whether it turns out exactly the way we believe this is real. They didn't go get a nickel and dime, ham and egg, 9-to-5er. They went out and got Marshawn Lattimore, a stud.
And you still have to have the same enthusiasm you have right now for the kids that are on their practice squad, because you're one turned ankle away.
Sure.
The beauty about this, and why I love the challenge the most, is that you're never settled. It doesn't matter who you have. One turned ankle away from now what? So your now what mindset has got to be. That's why I love our group over there in the front office. They're out right now looking. I guarantee you they got that. Okay, now who's the next one?
Yeah.
Who's, because I need somebody younger.
Right.
I need a 24-year, 23, 24 guy that may have some of his traits, doesn't have his experience. You have got to constantly be thinking about what's next, or you will not win the race.
That's fair, but I think this also, and Aikman, thank you. I appreciate the phone call, and good to hear from you. I think this provides not only a jolt of talent and a message, but it also provides some of that depth that you're talking about, because now, assuming that Sanders still goes back into the slot and Benjamin St. Just is the other corner when Lattimore is ready to play, that means your depth now is Noah Igbinoghene, who could play inside, outside.
I like him.
Now that like means Emmanuel Forbes, you don't have to worry about him playing. He's there in case something happens, but he's just there.
Well, he's the asset.
Right.
Me.
Unless they trade him today or cut him to make room for Lattimore.
Exactly.
Who else am I forgetting? Michael Davis is still here for crying out loud, and he has, you know, he hasn't done anything since
I don't want
week
anybody
two.
Here that I can't envision being with me next year.
Well,
that doesn't fit what I'm looking
well,
for.
Well, Lattimore is that guy,
that's
right? Because he's got
want.
Two more years under contract.
You got to be in within a 24-month window, or you're wasting my time, I'm wasting your time. Mm-hmm. And personally, if I look at you and I don't like your body language, or I see you on the sidelines and you all blinged up and you not playing, I'm questioning right now. You right now, we're not connecting because you don't get it. You're trying to put a spotlight on yourself and you're not helping me win the game. So I'm confused. And I'm not going to tell you that through a reporter. I'm going to tell you that to your face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like your body language. And I'm going to get rid of everybody around there that's playing the game like they're in an NIL thing. This ain't college.
Yeah, I don't sense a lot of those guys.
Well,
are on that
one
roster.
Is too much.
Yeah.
And there is one.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see as this goes along. 301-230-09. Any more of your continuing live reaction to Marshawn Lattimore, 4-time Pro Bowl corner, coming to the Washington Commanders. By the way, the team has announced it pending a physical. So it's not 100% official, but the team taking that step and announcing the move lets you know kind of like where we're at, and they obviously think he'll pass a physical. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the DOC is with us until 4 o'clock, as he is each and every Tuesday. We are breaking down the Marshawn Lattimore acquisition of the Commanders, or by the Commanders, I should say, 4-time Pro Bowl corner. Again, he is injured right now. He did miss last Sunday's game against Carolina for New Orleans. He was ruled out on Friday. Don't know if that was to protect him. Don't know if that was just purely the injury. We will see whether he'll play this Sunday or maybe next Thursday against the Eagles. Either way, bunch of picks going back and forth. One of the two third-round picks. Again, the details are a little sketchy right now. The deal is not official until the physical part of it, but the team has announced it for whatever that is worth. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the calls and get you guys aboard in the show. And let's start with Paulie on line two.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that, Paulie?
757. Yeah.
The man who tried to get me gonged. Paulie was advocating for me to get gonged in Virginia Beach on Johnny D's radio show this morning.
No way.
I told him he doesn't have the power to do that. And I was right.
Hell to the W. Mm. Hey, first of all, man, you don't want to test that theory, Rooster. I'm telling you. You know what I mean? I flew heavy down here to 757.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's not in Virginia Beach, man. It's in Norfolk.
Whatever.
Is that correct? Also?
Whatever.
It ain't no whatever. It ain't no whatever. It's Norfolk, baby. You know what I mean? Look, before I start, man, I want to shout out my little big homie, man, Devon Dexter Reed, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Patriots and Indianapolis Colts, man. He got inducted into my high school Hall of Fame this week, man. Cool. So I want to shout my man out, man. You know, and he's a Super Bowl champion, so you know it's valid, you know. Great trade, man. I mean, we've been calling for this. You know, we all knew what the obvious move was. You know, like you said, pass rusher or cornerback. And I've been saying all, you know, yeah, cornerback. But y'all mentioned it frees up the get everybody back to their position. But I'm going to throw this in here also. It also frees up the safeties, you know. Chin and Quan Martin, you know, so maybe they don't have to be shading over so much or taking on more responsibility as far as helping out the guys on the edge.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, maybe some of that led to that Theo Johnson touchdown the other day. What you're talking about? I mean, obviously he's a tight end, but I mean because those safeties are cheating over and having to help over the top against better receivers, i.e., Malik Nabers. It's part of the reason why the middle of the field was open on that 35-yarder.
Right. Well, I mean, I you know, if you say so, Rooster, I'll go with you on
that one. I mean, just an opinion.
No, I'm just saying, you know, what you're saying is exactly what I described. You know, it's going to take some, he's going to free up the safeties a little bit more. And he's a veteran guy, you know, so you ain't got to feed him his milk and cookies before the game. You know what I mean? You had to do that out there with some of these young guys you had out there who were struggling a little bit.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be a good move for St. Juice. Not just that he's going to, listen, there's no such thing as a weaker opponent or, you know, maybe a more favorable matchup, but, you know, he's still going to have his hands tied. He's still going to have to get his head turned around, as my man Lou said. But the difference is Lattimore is a playmaker, and that's what we was missing back there on the edges. We didn't have a playmaker, and he's definitely a playmaker. So, hey, I'm going to tip my cap. We'll see how it goes. Like you said, Russo, I also say that too. Look, between Lattimore and Saints, this is not a shocker. It wasn't a surprise. You know, this was a mutual agreement that's probably been in works for a couple of weeks now. So any type of injury he had, best believe between the both of them, they was going to overcompensate and side on him being as healthy as possible. You know, so, hey, I'm ready to go. Let's go. Let's go out here and get these Steelers this Sunday, man. Let's 1-2 step Russell Wilson back to Pittsburgh, baby. Hail to the W.
Let's do it. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you. More of your calls coming right up, guys. Don't you dare go anywhere. I see you, Alex, John at Falls Church, Roy, Austin in Sacramento, Bean in Germantown. We'll get to all of you. Don't go anywhere. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. It's also a story about Marshon Lattimore. He's coming to Washington, D.C., on this election day / NFL trade deadline day. Only the NFL could do this and flex their muscles and think that they're more important than anything else that exists. We're not allowed to talk politics, so we won't. But the bottom line is, only the NFL could do this. The entire NBA shut down tonight. They're not playing a single game. The NHL's got like 9 or 10 games. The entire NBA shut down tonight because they know what's ahead. The NFL says, screw you. We're going to make it 1 week later and we're going to do it on election day. And here we are, and thank goodness, because we're a sports show, not only are the trades fast and furious, but also the Commanders made the trade of the day at 7-2. Think about this, Doc. Last year, the trade deadline, I think, was on Halloween. It was a week earlier. The Commanders were 3-5. So it was by schedule a week earlier, and it was a week earlier, whether it was Halloween or the day before, I can't remember exactly, but it was 30th, 31st. They were 3-5. They traded Montez Sweat and Chase Young. And basically, essentially, correctly, waved the white flag. They were done. And they were done before that, in any real estimation.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are. Now, again, the deadline is a week later. at 7-2, and they're acquiring, not trading, they're acquiring the top name on the trade market. Because I don't know if there's anybody bigger than Marshawn Lattimore. Again, for whatever little that's worth, but they made a trade to shore up their number one need, and it is a name that is absolutely, instantly, completely recognizable to their fan base, their customers, and the rest of the NFL. Oh, wait a second. Oh, Washington means business. And for whatever that's worth, that's the message they sent. And they sent it to their locker room.
Well, the five critical, it's almost like the human body, whether you preface the heart or the brain, I think we'd have a debate on level of importance. I'll go heart, because the brain can't function without the heart, but yet I'm sure you could debate it. But there's no debate that cornerback is in the top five of the most critical positions of teams that plan on winning anything. So you handle the need specifically, and the guy's young enough and talented enough to help you reach your goals this year, right in the now. And as you are a week away from entering another critical step within the division. And I, as I said an hour or so ago, and he's not a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
You're not contaminating your locker room.
Yeah, you would certainly think, right? They wouldn't do that. They got to have some sort of.
Well, some people don't care.
Inside information on him. Yeah, maybe they called Dennis Allen last night. I don't know.
I think Peters, that's why he's got the job. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring a guy into your environment that you finally cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
You've had a hazmat unit go in there and do that. And I think he's met all those criteria. First of all, they have a criteria. A lot of people don't and didn't. We heard a bunch of talk about culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see what it actually looks like.
Ooh. We have more big breaking news. And it has to do with this week's opponent, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wow.
Steelers.
According to Adam Schefter, not only had they made the trade for Mike Williams, which we told you about and got instant reaction from Charles Davis last hour, they have now acquired Preston Smith, the former Washington Redskin, edge defensive end, and of course Green Bay Packer.
Mm-hmm.
Preston Smith is coming to the Pittsburgh Steelers and possibly playing against his former team this Sunday. Preston Smith coming from the Packers to the Steelers, along with Mike Williams, the wide receiver. So the Steelers are saying, hey, even though we might not need it, we need it. That's how every good team should operate. Exactly the way the Kansas City Chiefs operated by adding DeAndre Hopkins, and you see that paid off last night, and by adding Josh Uche. Exactly that way. The way the Commanders operated, the way the Pittsburgh Steelers are operating, where you have a window, you don't get reckless, you get smart and aggressive.
Yeah, and one of those five positions is mandatory. You can never have enough of them, because that thin line, if you get a guy that can beat a man one-on-one, and that's what this is all about. That's why guys who get the bag, that's why I was talking about last night watching the Kansas City Chiefs. And you watching big number 95 for the Kansas City and Spagnuolo. And if you go through critical third down situations, find one where he's not a factor, where he doesn't get a hurry, he's not doubled, or he doesn't force something with the play. I've specifically watched him just on the money downs. He always forces you into something. That's why. That's who he is.
That's why great players are great players.
But
right?
When you miss,
they affect.
And you pay people that aren't, you throw your whole system off.
Sure.
So the biggest thing you have to do as an evaluator is not get sucked into bubblegum cards or care what school they went to. It doesn't matter. All that matters is what they do for you. If you mess around with a whole bunch of people with collegiate awards, and you in last place, guess what?
Yeah.
You got suckered.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Alex and Alexandria on line one, Vic. Alex, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
What up, guys?
What up,
hey, Alex?
I tell you what, I love this trade, man. I've been watching this dude play. I like his physicality. and the man-to-man coverage. And I also like the, his run support. He's a physical dude. He's not afraid of the big boys. And, yeah, we need to match up against the brown dude from Philly, man. And, you know, and this is only going to help St. Jude's Hospital there to get better. So, you know, it's a win-win for us. And I'm very happy that for a change, we actually have people that actually care about winning and actually know what they're doing. And, yeah, the future is bright for us, man. Go Skins and go Trump.
Well, okay, we didn't need that. Thank you. Thank
he's
you.
Got a, he's got a right. He's an American.
I understand that. Yeah, this is not a political show.
Yeah, but this is not a communist area. You got a right.
I know,
to,
but we just can't have like people making political statements on the air. I mean, you know, we don't need that. We don't need that. So just please be aware that we're going to dump it.
Give our people a lot more credit than you are. We're intelligent.
I mean, it's not my rules, okay? But I'm just saying, we don't do politics on this show, on this station, because it's very divisive. Period. Very, very divisive. No matter what side you're on. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So just please be aware that, you know, we're going to have to take care of business if that happens. All right, let's get to Bean in Germantown on line six, Vic. Bean, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
What's going on? I'm going to go ahead and jump back with Doc. With it goes through the East, man. East has always been the teller. Mm-hmm. You know, when the Patriots were the greatest team on the planet, who was the kryptonite? Mm-hmm. You know, Philadelphia with Andy Reid were outstanding champions, but they didn't win a Super Bowl. But the point of it being is that the East is always the beast. If we can beat the East, and this week with Pittsburgh, with Thomason making moves, you see it, these two moves of Thomason, that's going to tell you that we're a good football team, Doc, and you got to jump on board. If we get a chance to jump into these playoffs, at the end of the day, anybody can win, right? And I'm telling you, us as a team are playing as a team. We are finally got guys, like the last caller said, that live and die for football. Terry McLaurin is the only guy from the good graces of understanding football, too. Dwayne Haskins said, get this captain from Ohio State that's a grown man that understands football. And we kept him. And we kept him because we got football coaches, we got football minds inside of the operation, and now we're rolling. We're rolling. At the end of the day, if everyone does their job, Lattimore's pick is now going to help us place St. Jude. Stop putting St. Jude in an uncomfortable position. St. Jude can't be one-on-one. He has to play a safety position. He's not athletic enough. Forbes has to be a corner, but if he can't eat and he can't lift weights and understand Bobby Wagner type of mentality, what's my man on the radio speaking for us? My man is a tackling machine. You know, oh, come on. You know, again, like I said, we got football players now, Doc. Jump on board. Lattimore, let's go. Let's go, Commanders. Let's stay positive here, guys. Let's stay positive. Vote Commanders.
All right. That's one vote that we can accept. Thank you, Bean. Appreciate it. Let's get to Austin in Sacramento on line five, listening on the Odyssey app. Austin, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Chris. How you doing?
Good to hear from you. Doc.
What's up, Blair?
Hey, I just wanted to say something to Doc real quick. It's a pleasure to finally get through and talk to you. My mom was a huge fan of yours, and you were one of the first players she spoke to me about as I was breaking into my fandom. So it's just a pleasure to finally talk to you.
Is she still with us?
No, she isn't. She passed. It's coming up on 2 years now.
Mm. Oh, God rest her soul.
Yeah.
Fine woman. Well, she raised you the right way. I tell you what, man. And so I love her to death for that. Like a lot of parents in our area that they didn't guarantee you success, but they got you to understand how hard it was to get the job done and to appreciate those that give you a great effort.
Right.
Definitely. What's on your mind?
And I appreciate your words. Oh, okay. So, Chris, I did speak to you. I don't know if you remember.
We spoke back and forth. Yep.
Okay, got you. All right, so we spoke about J.C. Horn, and of course that didn't happen, but I'm actually more happy with the Marshawn Lattimore mm-hmm. pick than I would be with the J.C. Horn pick.
Well, here's the thing. Lattimore's name never came up until Sunday because, you know, like, A, he's the fabric of the Saints. B, because you would have thought, right, the compensation package would probably be too high. So everybody was focused on Denzel Ward and J.C. Horn and others, and, you know, Jonathan Jones, what have you. And here Marshawn Lattimore is. And listen, it was a precipitous drop for the New Orleans Saints. I mean, them losing seven in a row, firing Dennis Allen, creates this opportunity.
Exactly. And I'm so glad it happened because I actually like him more than I like the other corners.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was going to say how excited I was about the pick and that it doesn't only improve our secondary, but it also will help with the pass rush as well. So, yeah. Like, that's another thing I'm excited to see.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it helps everybody across the board, assuming that he's healthy. And that's been the one issue with Marshawn Lattimore. It's not fit. It's not talent. It's not this. It's not that. It's not even money. And attitude, as Doc has, you know, mentioned, like, they wouldn't be bringing him in if he was a bad apple. It's been health. And, you know, whether Friday, whether the Saints were preserving him, you know, because they wanted the trade, probably, but we don't know what the exact truth is. So, you know, the bottom line is ultimately they made the trade. Thank you, Austin. Appreciate you in Sacramento. We got to take a quick time out. More of your calls. Reaction will continue along the way. 301-230-0980. I'm going to give you a number that might blow your mind just a little bit about Marshawn Lattimore in just a couple of moments right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app. All right, right back here. Team 980 heading towards 3 o'clock. Marshawn Lattimore in the fold. Here's the factoid, the number that I wanted to give you. This is according to Pro Football Focus. So again, you take it for what it's worth. Some people believe, some people don't, whatever. But they do a great job. Marshawn Lattimore this year for the Saints, 14 targets, 8 receptions allowed, 83 yards. That's 10 yards a reception. No touchdowns allowed in his coverage. Now, that's not a lot of targets. 14. Again, he's missed 2 games. But it is something. And I'll give you more numbers as we go along. No touchdowns. 8 receptions. 83 yards. That's 10 yards a reception, which, again, is nothing. For a corner? Doc, I don't know what that tells you other than what we already knew is when Marshawn Lattimore's on the field, he's pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, heck of a player. And it's hard to be good at corner.
Yeah.
And to be a complete corner.
Yeah. You're going to give up stuff, no doubt.
And the most important factor, he can play in the East.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's get to Roy in Brunswick here on line 4. And then John in Falls Church will be after that. Roy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Good, hey, Roy. What's going on?
Good, man. I love it. I love the move. You know, especially you get Philly twice, so you can kind of bracket a lot easier if you think, you know, Lattimore can handle one of the two of those guys on his own and then, you know, give St. Juice help bracketing. And, you know, Chen, like Polly said, Chen's played really well lately. I think that also helps you with the safeties of maybe mm-hmm. having Chen be more of a run stopping in the box safety and then on third down, you know, designate someone else maybe for the third and medium, third and long. And then they didn't do anything with Forbes. So now that gives you maybe some freedom to bring him in as like a third down zone robber versus using a backer there because you got another corner you trust. So I think the linebackers in front are good and they get depth to make those windows tighter. So if guys are trying to squeeze balls in, if you can, you know, ball hawk maybe Forbes a little bit, but mm-hmm. I think it gives you a ton of flexibility. And I just think that it's cool now that people are gravitating, you know, players are gravitating here. And probably going to be more of a Commanders friendly type of deal versus us just getting Gallups to bring in a name. And like you said, it's somebody that wants to be here, that's going to sell jerseys, and that wants to play for a winning team. So it's so weird being on this end of it. So just really excited, glad to talk to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Roy. As always, good to hear from you. And great to hear. I don't care about the selling the jerseys. I care about, hey, now all of a sudden, and we've talked about it a lot, I've got an answer. I don't know if I've got a lights out answer. I think I've got an answer to AJ Brown next Thursday night, which I knew I didn't have.
No, you had no answer before.
Yeah.
You got a fighting chance, and that's all you can ask for, because Philly, they've got that kryptonite blow, and that is a legitimate, bona fide running game.
All right, we're going to lead off our number three with one of yours, a UCLA diehard, John in Falls Church. John, hang in there. We got to take a timeout. Come back for a final hour, Power 301-230-0980. We'll grab as many of your calls as we can get. Maybe we'll blow out all the cleanup on aisle three stuff, because it is a big day in the nation's capital and beyond, and in Commanders Nation, as they have acquired four-time Pro Bowler Marshawn Lattimore for a package of picks. Let's do it on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.